Bob, good to see Reddick get off the schneid a little bit there.
Yeah, you know, the longer it goes, the more you press a little bit, and then, you know, to hit a home run like that and you know, be the big blow at the game at that time and then had good at-bats after that, that makes you relax some. So hopefully we're past all that with everybody.
It's also good to see Reddick have some success to the opposite field. I know that's something you wanted to work on this year.
He's been working really hard on it. And I can't remember too many balls that he hit in that spot last year. I know he had a game winner over there last year in that spot, but he has been really working on that all spring. I throw to him quite often, and he's really, really working on that, staying away from trying to hit too many home runs in batting practice and really kind of get his swing a little bit more level and use the whole field, which he's going to benefit from.
I'm sure Cook was anxious to get back out there after his last appearance, striking out the side.
Yeah, no, that was good. You know, and we all know when he throws the ball over the plate, he's going to have success. I mean, he's got too good of stuff. He's got great movement on his fastball, plus velocity, plus slider, everything, and it was good to be able to get him in the ninth inning, too. So some good things for us today.
Looked like Ioannis' ball broke the speed limit leaving the ballpark.
I mean, we call that a fast homer. It got out in a hurry, which he tends to do when he gets on top of the ball. So it's not a big surprise. As soon as it was off his bat, we knew it was a home run.
Could you talk a little bit about the job of A.J. Griffin today?
Yeah, A.J. was good when he needed to be. He had kind of not really lost his way, but if you know, in the middle innings, gave up a couple runs there and lost what is very good command just for a little bit, but you know, got some big outs there, and the, you know, certainly after Shopik got his third hit to get the next guy out was huge for us. And not have to go to the bullpen that much earlier, pitch count right around where we wanted to see it, and end up being a nice game for him.
I assume it'll be nice not to have to deal with Michael Morse for a little while, right?
Yeah, indeed.
Bob, I don't think you expect Jed Lowrie to have five extra base hits every two games, but is he more of a pop guy from the middle infield position than your average middle infield?
Oh, no question about it. And he can hit the ball in the ballpark from both sides of the plate, is equally as good from both sides of the plate, and it will be a guy that, especially in this ballpark, hits a lot of doubles. So, no, we expect him to be a guy that's going to drive in runs and be a run producer, not just a middle of the diamond guy that gets his share of hits.
I'm sure Fryman thought he wasn't going to play today, so what's the update?
Well, Moss had the baby. He's on his way to the hospital, so she's having the baby right now, and therefore got him in the game.
Will he not fly with the team then tonight?
I hope not. I mean, I don't think his wife would be too happy with that.
Will you be calling, having someone meet you there? Bring someone up?
I'm not sure yet. It just depends how long it's going to be. So I'm not entirely sure yet.
Anything special as you look forward to going to Houston as a new American League team?
Yeah, it's certainly an unknown for us. You know, we had some scouts watching them and this spring, so it's, you know, those teams always give you a little bit of trepidation not knowing them. Usually, you know, you want some information going into the first game of the series, and then you have a little better handle on what they're doing, what they try to do. But you know, they weren't in Arizona for spring training, so we don't know a whole lot about them.